Our next question is from our live audience. Lois in Florida wants to know if you can compare beet pulp and rice bran and explain what to use when for our horses.
Beet pulp or rice bran, yeah, those are very popular. So beet pulp is often referred to as a super fiber. The other super fiber is soybean hull. And they're called super fibers because they are easily, the carbohydrates that are in them are complex carbohydrates that require fermentation in the hindgut like hay, but they're more easily fermented than the carbohydrates in hay, and they yield more calories per pound. So a pound of sugar beet pulp has about 1.3 megacalories per pound, which is not that dissimilar to oats, which runs more like about 1.4, whereas an average grass hay is about 1.8. An alfalfa, you know, 1.8 to 1, depending on the quality. And alfalfa is normally about 1-ish megacalories per pound. So you can see that beet pulp is fermented in the hindgut and yet yields more calories than hay. So it's a great choice, great way to get more calories into a horse kind of in a safe way from a fiber source. Beet pulp has a slightly higher calcium content than some other things we tend to add to horses' rations. Most of our grains, our oats, corn, barley, rice bran, they have more phosphorus in them than calcium, whereas beet pulp has a good calcium-phosphorus ratio, with the calcium being higher. Beet pulp, people get worried about beet pulp because it's called sugar beet pulp, and so they think it's really high in sugar, but they don't want us to have any of the sugar that's in beet pulp. The reason beet pulp is grown is that the sugar industry extracts the sugar for other purposes, and the beet pulp is what's left over afterwards at the end. And so it's very low in sugar, which actually makes it safe to feed horses that are insulin resistant. So it's a really good choice for horses suffering from metabolic problems who need a low starch and sugar diet, like those with insulin resistant, Cushing's disease, polysaccharide storage myopathy. Some companies do add a little molasses to beet pulp because it can be kind of dusty and pretty grim looking after it's been processed, and so they add a little molasses to cheer it up and make it look better so that we'll be happier buying it, and that then isn't appropriate for a horse that has metabolic problems, although you can rinse it and wash the sugar off because it's kind of on the outside of the coating. But generally speaking, it's a low glycemic index feed, very safe feed for feeding to horses that are insulin resistant. It makes it a good choice for horses with Cushing's that maybe have a hard time holding their weight if they're older senior horses. You don't have to worry about the sort of starch and sugar content. Rice bran is a very different feed. Rice bran, like other brands, like wheat bran, as I mentioned, has an inverted calcium-phosphorus ratio, so it has more phosphorus than calcium. Now, that concerned a lot of people years ago, because if you end up feeding a ration that has more phosphorus than calcium, you can end up with some bone metabolism problems. And there's a condition called big head, where horses get sort of a bony growth on their jawbone that can result from eating diets that have higher phosphorus than calcium. And so I think that because of that, people got a little freaked out by the brands and moved away from feeding brands. And also, as a result of that, perhaps the industry started adding calcium carbonate to rice bran, so that most rice brands these days do have added calcium carbonate, and as a result have a 1-to-1 calcium phosphorus ratio. So it's kind of canceled out the phosphorus, so you don't have to worry about it. So it's worth looking, though, because there are rice brands out there that don't have added calcium phosphorus, I mean, added calcium carbonate, sorry. So it's worth looking at the label and the ingredients to see, what kind you're picking up. It's a higher fat, higher diet of feed. Certainly a good way of getting some extra calories from fat into them. And it's also moderately high in starch. Not terribly high, but maybe too high for some horses that have sensitivities to that. So you don't feed more than 1 or 2 pounds of it a day. I do know some horses that have polysaccharide storage myopathy and are trying to get more fat in the diet, and they're feeding a lot more. But typically, that can actually cause a problem for them in the long run, because in order to get enough fat into them, you're also getting a fair amount of starch into them. So rice bran's about 15% fat, and it's about that or a little higher in starch as well.